Hey everybody, what's up? It's Derek and Miriam here. And this is going to be a short-ish update on the Conscious Agora. This is our third update now. So we'll be posting this on the crowdfunding campaign, the fundraiser campaign, and on all the Conscious Resistance channels, Derek Bros pages, etc. And we just wanted to answer a few more questions. You know, first off, thank you to everybody who's been so supportive over the last, it's been going on 3 weeks now since we launched the campaign. And we've raised over $11,000 US through the campaign, plus I would say maybe about $1,000 or so people saying they're going to send cash in the mail, and a few hundred dollars in crypto. So thank you to everybody who's doing that. We're very, very thankful and grateful, and I know the rest of the team is as well. So yeah, this video, there's just a few points that I wanted to hit. I know that besides the fundraising progress, we are also, I guess we want to answer just a couple of questions about like the money aspect and about the project, right? Because this is something that you and I know, and that the other members of this group have seen and heard, that some people, for one, there's some people who maybe just have issues with crowdfunding at all for a community and saying, well, why do you want me to contribute to your community? Especially if we're not necessarily saying you can come live with us, because if you've looked at the crowdfunding campaign, we are offering lots of awesome perks. Depending on if you're giving $5, which is a thank you.
Thank you so much.
$25, I think, is like a personal email list, Telegram group. So we have different things all the way up to you can get a tree planted in your name, and agave in your name, and a meditation bench, and all kinds of things which will have a lasting impact on our community. And
yeah, just to be very clear, the land right now just doesn't offer the space for the community or the village area to be widened or to be bigger than what we're planning for right now. So physically we just don't have the space for it right now until we creatively can come up with more space like that, or like creatively come up with space for more houses. But also too, we're really the crowdfunding campaign is really asking for your support to grow or to create the educational center, to create this idea, to bring to life this idea of being a training ground for people to learn how to live free, to learn permaculture, to learn bioconstruction, to learn VEO, to learn all these different skills to live and create a world of freedom.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we are giving away perks for people who give to the campaign, but at the moment, no, you're not able to buy your way into the community. And as Miriam said, that might change in the future. It probably will. We would like to add a couple more people. But either way, it wouldn't be through just contacting us and saying, hey, Derek, hey, Miriam, I have money. Can I join the community? Because we were very selective about the people we're working with. And this is just because we've learned from visiting other communities across Mexico and elsewhere the last couple of years, and through our permaculture teachers and people who are doing this much longer than us, that have talked about the mistakes that people have made. And we've seen people make mistakes the last couple of years. You've seen us talk about this in other videos, people rushing to Mexico during COVID times and maybe jumping into getting land together, and then later on realizing that they don't necessarily have the same principles and values as they might have believed initially, right? And so, yes, we want to work with more people, and it's great if you have money to offer and skills, etc. And we consider all those things. Whenever we were first in September 2020, some of you may remember, I put out a call through my website and my following, saying, hey, we're going to build this Conscious Agora, which I was first talking about back in 2017 in my book, Manifesto of the Free Humans, with James Corbett. And so when we came out here to Mexico to look for land, we put that idea out there, and we had a whole bunch of people, hundreds of people, I think 300 plus people reach out to us. We narrowed that down, 50 people. We started having bi-weekly meetings. And then over the last 2.5, almost 3 years now, it's come down to 6 people, including us. So it's taken quite a while to get to that point, including ups and downs and going through things, hanging out together, living together to some degree in some small ways, and just, yeah, having these conversations about, well, what do we think about this, and how do we feel about this topic, and how are we going to approach this idea, and how are we going to make decisions that affect all of us? Because we're going to have a community that does have a village, like Miriam was saying, where everybody has their own house and their own space, but also where we do have this holistic education center that we can all take advantage of. And so the idea with that is there's going to be multiple rooms. Maybe one of them's got like a studio for recording podcasts or videos or music. Another one's just a classroom to host workshops in for either us to teach or when we have events. teachers of permaculture and crypto and meditation and
retreats of all
kinds. I mean, this is the whole thing, right? So when we're asking people to contribute, it's really an investment. Mm-hmm. You're not just investing in building Derek and Miriam's house. That's not really what this is about. Our group does have money of our own within the six of us. And we're also coming to the community itself, though, and saying, do you want to support this vision? You know, every day, each of us makes choices where we're voting with our dollar or your peso or your whatever you got, wherever you live, to buy and support companies and products that you spend your money on. Mm-hmm. We're trying to say, hey, community, if you love the work that I do, or if you love this vision, or even if you've never met us, but you believe in what we're doing, mm-hmm. then give $5,000, $10,000, $15,000. $5 mm-hmm. or whatever you can and to the campaign, and we'll appreciate it, and it'll go to use. Because just want to make this clear, we've said it before, but the ultimate vision is the Conscious Agora is not just going to be one community in Mexico or one community in Texas. It's going to be a network of free communities all over the world eventually, is the kind of grander vision of this project, that we each take ideas, you know, where our community is founded on, and the whole Conscious Agora idea is individual liberty, mindfulness, and permaculture. And then from that, we've added some other principles and values that our particular community cares about. And we can talk about that in future. These are the things we plan to share with those of you who are signing up for the perks at like the $25 level, who are going to get the email list and the private Telegram group. We're going to tell you more about our agreements with each other, our agreements for new community members, how we vet people, how we bring people in. So really just want to make that clear. Like, it's not just us coming and say, give us money to build our houses. You're buying into an idea that once we get this land, between our own money, between support from you guys, and we're also looking into things like decentralized autonomous organizations, DAOs, decentralized funding. We've been looking at the Cult DAO project, potentially working with them, looking to get funding from other sources and coming to you. So you're buying into this idea of the Conscious Agora, that our community will be built. And then from there, we're going to put all this stuff out there. I don't know if it's going to be an ebook or a video series or some combination of it, but it'll be a way that you can take it and learn from it and then use it to build your own Conscious Agora.
Yeah. So this is really, we're asking you that to fund the project of the Conscious Agora, the education center, the idea and the foundation of the Conscious Agora network for villages like the ones that a lot of you guys are dreaming up, to have another resource to go to build off of. So we're appreciative of all the love that you guys share. And it doesn't always have to be financially. If you feel like you're a little cut at this point, or a little tight at this point financially, that's totally, well, blessings to you. We really appreciate a share, you know, a share goes a long way, a shout out. If you guys want to go ahead and reach out to me or to Derek to do an interview or to come onto your podcast to do some more talks.
Yes.
If you guys want to ask us more questions about our principles, our values, how we've been going about our processes, we'd love to talk all about it. Sure. And to put it out there as well, even if we don't reach the full, biggest goal that we have is to reach the $200,000 for this goal, for this project, to get it off the ground, to get, like, hit the road, the ground running, right? To hit the ground running whenever we buy the property. But if we don't reach that goal, that's totally fine. We're already making plans to make sure that we make the Conscious Agora happen, whether it's on this property or another one that we find in the future. So no matter how much money we raise, that money is going to go towards the Conscious Agora, whatever it turns out to look like.
Exactly. And I did see a question yesterday somewhere online saying, I was actually in the campaign, somebody donated, thank you, and said, does this project go forward even if Derek wins mayor of Houston? Because some of you may have heard that I'm thinking of running for mayor. Yes, 100%. Nothing is going to stop this project, regardless of what I'm doing or Miriam's doing. Like, this project is going forward. And even if we don't get it through the crowdfunding or through the Cult DAO or any other methods we're pursuing, we believe fully this is going to happen. It's going to happen this year because we know this is the most important form of activism that we can take right now. It's one of the most important things we've ever done together. And we're excited to work with other people on this, Jess, Ethan, and our other community members who are behind the scenes a little bit. We're very grateful to all of you. And speaking of Miriam, the same, you know, we're welcome and are open to doing interviews with you. Yes, please reach out. If you have a channel where you want to talk to us specifically about the Conscious Agora, whether me and Miriam or other members of the community, we would love to do that. Speaking of, I'm about to load this video up tonight. So tomorrow, Tuesday, whatever, February, we're going to be talking with Plant-Based Ben on Instagram Live. Mm-hmm. Plant-Based Ben is a really cool guy, and we met him on tour. I've got interviews coming up either this week or next week with Sayer G of Green Med Info. We're talking with our friend Jim Gale of Food Forest Abundance about other potential funding sources. He's supporting us. Mm-hmm. And Miriam and probably Ethan, for who you've met from the community, are going to be going on James Corbett's The Corbett Report sometime soon to talk all about this. So we've got support out there from people who want this to happen. We're just calling on all of you who are watching this. You know, between our my email list and all the different channels of people who are subscribed or following, we are reaching more than 100,000 people. Now, that doesn't mean 100,000 people are actually seeing this video, but that's how many followers plus more that there are between my work, the Freedom Cell Network, the Greater Reset, and all of our collected friends who are pushing for this. If each of you were able to give in the range of $5 to $10 each, and truly, like, that many people came together, we would have this project, you know, together in no time. And with support from people like Jim Gale, maybe from Colt Dow, and from our own money, this is going to be a reality. So we know it's going to happen. We're just asking you to be a part of the journey. And yeah.
So Ethan, please share. Spread the word about the Conscious Agora and our efforts to get this project going. Some people are asking about volunteer opportunities.
Yeah.
And there are going to be volunteer opportunities in the future. There's going to be work trade opportunities. The biggest focus right now is to get the property and to get this project off the ground. So help us by sharing, help us by contributing financially, help us by giving a shout out, by interviewing us. Let's do this, guys. We're all a part of this.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for being involved. And until next time, remember, you are powerful,
you are beautiful,
and you are free.
Peace.